I just don't. I can't. Obviously, I'm speechless at the moment. I feel for Keith and Dave there, because for long periods that game we've been right under the cosh. We've rolled our luck a little bit. But you know, that's I suppose that's the FA Cup, isn't it?
Were you actually calm at any stage? Because we were trying to read your body language from up there, but you did look calm.
Yeah, I was pretty easy. It was fine. You know, once the game starts, you've got a job to do, and trying to do that. We got a bit frantic when we were trying to get messages on, because obviously the problems that they were causing us. But you know, to a man, I can't ask for more from them. The work rate that they put in, obviously they were knackered at the end. You could see that most of them are out on the feet. But if you're going to play against teams that are full time, you know, from high divisions, better quality players, you're going to need to show that heart and spirit. And I think he showed that in abundance tonight.
Part of the philosophy, of course, of this football club is to go back to the old days, as it were. And we can see that the fans do that. But your football was like the FA Cup used to be 20 years ago, full of commitment. You shot at every opportunity. Is that your philosophy?
Definitely. You go. You know, a lot of people go pass. You know, passing for no purpose really. I call it football diarrhea. You know, we want to get into positions, and when the opportunity arises, you know, try and take them opportunities to produce entertaining football. And hopefully, I mean, I think it's been entertaining, but I'm right in the middle of it. So hopefully everybody else has enjoyed it. And you know, you'll go far to see a better second goal than the first goal, where we carved them open. Fantastic finish from Nicky Platt, and obviously with the one at the end there, I don't even know what's happened. I was counting down and thinking about how we're going to get them rejuvenated and ready for whenever the replay is going to be. But you know, football, hey.
So many heroes as well out there. None more epitomised, I thought, than Ben Deegan, who clearly had a bit of a knock and just carried on playing and just put him through the pain barrier.
And I think that adrenaline factor, you know, he ran his absolute heart out. And, you know, Ben's what you see is what you get. He's a big lad. He'll go in, you know, he'll put his body about. He'll try and get, cause defences problems. You know, I thought he was absolutely superb tonight. I had to take him off, otherwise he would have collapsed.
So who do you fancy in the next round, or do you not care?
Don't really care. I think Dave Pace said that's in the evening news. I've had a quote saying that, you know, like, Trolls are going to go through and FC United are playing Rochdale there out. Well,
you showed them, didn't you, tonight? I mean, how proud do you feel at the moment?
Immensely of everybody.